A few weeks ago with Countryside Links, of course, at the Lincolnshire Showground, we were celebrating the joys of the Lincolnshire Wildlife Trust. But clearly, when one considers God's own country, you can really only have one top wildlife trust, and that would be the Yorkshire Wildlife Trust with Love Yorkshire, Love Wildlife. And we're now about to speak to
Jodie.
Jodie, talk to us a little bit about the Yorkshire Wildlife Trust and these wonderful, amazingly cute mascots that you've got as well.
They are pretty cute. Well, we're the biggest conservation charity in Yorkshire, currently looking after 103 nature reserves in Yorkshire. Really close one to where we are in Harrogate today is Staveley Nature Reserve. That's excellent. You can see otters there if you sneak up on them maybe, but there's plenty going on with the trust.
And clearly education is one of the critical aspects that we look for as far as the next generation are actually concerned. Presumably that's part of the whole strategy when you're at shows like this, getting youngsters involved and making sure they have a consciousness about wildlife as well.
Yeah, of course. Anything we can do to get young people involved in anything sort of wildlife conservation based. We do lots of activities for children, which you can see on our website. They're in our magazine and things, pond dipping events and seashore safaris, things like that. So anything we can do to encourage young people to get involved.
I see, Jodie, you've also got a glamorous assistant here as well, who's obviously here for sort of basic show as well. And your name, sir?
Peter.
Peter, how did you get involved with the Yorkshire Wildlife Trust yourself?
Well, I just started working for the Trust in February.
As a glamorous assistant.
As Jodie's glamorous assistant.
Exactly.
Let me point that out. Yeah. And so I'm a newbie, really, into this work.
So how, I mean, from your own experience, if somebody's thinking about maybe doing something interesting with their time, so what would you sort of encourage them to do, and what sort of things have you discovered in the short time you've been with the Yorkshire Wildlife Trust?
Well, I can say that our nature reserves are largely managed by volunteers. We've got 600 regular volunteers who do all the kind of heavy lifting, as it were, in terms of managing nature reserves, and that's a great thing. I did a volunteer day on Tuesday in the rain. We got soaked to the skin, changing fencing, replacing barbed wire. Not particularly glamorous work, but I felt tired and I felt
fulfilled,
yes, at the end of the day.
Otters, I'm just returning briefly to those, Jodie, because one of our regular correspondents from California, Tara Bennett, of course, who's the SFX editor, she has the Super K Otter Girl because she loves otters and is just a passionate otter fan. We won't mention Ring of Bright Water because I still think that's a dreadful movie, particularly the ending. But in terms of the otter, you mentioned you can still see them. Are the signs for otters and indeed hedgehogs and all our sort of wildlife, are they positive? Are they getting there? I mean, I still worry about the hedgehogs. They still sort of seem to suffer, really.
Yeah, you get a lot of horror stories, but along with that, I guess you get a lot of positive sort of sides as well. The otters have obviously made a great comeback with a lot of rivers being cleared up. I just did someone tell me that they're back in every English county now, so that's great news. And you can
find utterly wonderful.
So. Yeah, you can find them at a lot of our reserves as well. But yeah, they are difficult to sort of track down sometimes because they will run away from you. But yeah, hedgehogs, that's not. That's not a great subject.
But still, you know, they're there for a reason and they're very important. And we talked about Lincolnshire. So do you have interconnectivity with other counties and other wildlife trusts? Is there kind of exchange of information, or is it a case of, no, we're not going to cross the border to Lincolnshire and vice versa?
We all work as independent charities, so the money we get comes back into Yorkshire and vice versa with Lincolnshire Wildlife Trust. But obviously, on bigger projects and things, we do work with them, share information and things. But yeah, we all work independently. We're all part of the Wildlife Trust umbrella sort of company. So.
And clearly the wildlife would be confused if they suddenly sort of found themselves in a county which wasn't sort of looked after from that point of view. Web address, best way to actually get in touch with the Yorkshire Wildlife Trust, Chris?
It's Pete. But
thank you, Pete. Well done. This is what comes of not having a system. With me.
The normal routes through our website, ywt.org.uk, and we're all over social media, as you'd expect.
And Jodie, I was very impressed when you get a nice little fox to yourself, a tweet of the whole thing. I'm kidding. Jodie, will you be at the Great Yorkshire Show? I mean, will there be other shows that are coming through?
I think, yeah, we definitely will be. What we're here for is to speak to people about the conservation of the Wildlife Trust and see if, you know, if anyone's interested in membership, then obviously that's what we're here for, and that's what our majority of our funding comes from. So anything people can do to help.
There are certain magazines, which actually stand out as being quality productions all the way. And over the years, when we've been covering the Great Yorkshire Show, and we've been covering the North of England Horticultural Society shows as well, we've always been drawn by the fabulous Dalesman. Equally, indeed, its equivalent in Cumbria as well. Yorkshire's magazine, of course, Dalesman, which current edition has Saving Shep on board, which I thought was a nod in the direction of John Noakes, plus a whole stack of other things. And we're really pleased now to be able to speak to
David Proud.
David, your connection with the Dalesman.
I'm the managing director of Dalesman. I've been there for the last 14 years, and we're now running the business, trying to present a good magazine to Yorkshire to give a good read to our audience.
Which is exactly what I was thinking is very much at the heart of this whole system. Yorkshire, as we know, is God's own county. I speak even though we're based at the University of Lincoln and Siren Radio in Lincolnshire. But there's so much wonderful things that you've got here. I mean, as well as obviously the magazine, The Dalesman, which I think always provides a wonderful digest of country activities, which kind of almost take you from last of the summer wine right the way up through to contemporary activities and so on.
Absolutely. Next year, Dalesman will celebrate its 80th anniversary.
No.
And we've tried to stay true to the values of Dalesman from the beginning. We don't try and change Yorkshire, we try and report Yorkshire. We try and tell people what's going on in Yorkshire, the places, the events, and about the Yorkshire people.
And I'm interested by these lovely little pocket books that we've actually got here, the kind of Yorkshire dialect, Yorkshire humour. I mean, for years, ever since we talked with our Newcastle correspondents about Larnusel Geordie, I said there's clearly got to be a sort of equivalent to Yorkshire as well. And even Yorkshire proverbs you've actually got here. Talk to us about this.
We're believers in the traditions of Yorkshire, whether it be the proverbs, the language, the humour. We basically try and remain true to the values of Yorkshire, and we try and tell people about what's going on in Yorkshire, about the language of Yorkshire, about the people of Yorkshire.
One of our regular countryside correspondents, actually, from Doncaster is Lou Bevan. Lou, of course, who also is responsible for breeding and training the giant rabbits on Teletubbies, amongst other things. And his uncle, I think, was the chap Nye Bevan who set up the health service. But Lou, again, has always got this line, which he once told me about the Riddings and why we have a North Ridings, South... We have a North Ridings, we have an East Ridings, and we have a West Ridings. Is that right? We don't have a South Ridings.
That's correct.
And the reason being, I think, Riddings translates as they were thirds. The original sort of county was split up into three, so that's why we had north, south, and so on.
I believe so. And over the years, they have dabbled with Yorkshire and the boundaries.
I'm in Middlesbrough.
Remember.
Lord knows, are we Yorkshire? Are we Teesiders? Are we Smoggies? Where are we?
Well, as far as Dalesman's concerned, you're still Yorkshire.
Nice.
And we're still celebrating places like Barnoldswick still being Yorkshire. The fact that they decide to move boundaries doesn't mean that Dalesman recognise those boundaries.
I know John Ketley, our weather correspondent, is always thinking about Burnley and Lancashire, etc. So it's borderline Yorkshire as well.
I'm not sure Burnley can really qualify.
Fair point. OK, talk to us about the other thing here, Bill Mitchell's Yorkshire and Ian McMillan with flat caps and mufflers.
Bill Mitchell was the editor of Dalesman for about 40 years and was in from close to the inception. It was started by Harry Scott back in 1939. Bill was the editor right through from the 50s to the 80s and was a massive part of Dalesman. So he's part of the Dalesman family, and although we lost him about 2 years ago, Bill is still part of the family. His son David and his daughter Janet still get involved in the business now. It's a case that once you're in the Dalesman family, you're in the Dalesman family and you remain there.
Yorkshire folk go throughout the world. They obviously become expats. They do work through that basis. Can people subscribe to Dalesman magazines and the Countryman and associated ones via the internet?
They certainly can. We regularly run offers in the magazine as well. They can go on the internet. And if they want to use their local newsagent, then we're in their local newsagent.
It's old school, though, isn't it? Newsagent, really.
Well, it's old school, but it's some people still want to support their local newsagent because they recognise if they don't use them as well, they will lose them.
And the physicality, actually, of the Yorkshireman and Dalesman is well worth putting together. OK, finally, just drawn by, obviously, post-Brexit, God's Own Country, Republic of Yorkshire, you've got passports there as well. Is that tongue-in-cheek? Or are we actually declaring independence?
We're not quite declaring independence, but we're recognising that Yorkshire has an identity, a distinct identity, that we want to celebrate and continue to celebrate.
And finally, a name check for the solo who is responsible for saying you should interview our managing director and editor. He's the best person. Your glamorous assistant, when you give a name check to the excellent colleague you've got working on the stand as well.
Amy Smith's with me today, and we're trying to just see as many people as possible at the show. It's about coming out to see people where they are, not just expecting people to come and find us.
And presumably you'll both be present at the Great Yorkshire Show when it lands in July?
We'll be at the Yorkshire Show, celebrating Yorkshire again at the Yorkshire Show.
Now, there are folk who will be delighted to know that Siren Radio has picked up another Edward R. Murrow Award, which is great for international broadcasting. But we're actually now at an award-winning stand because it's got a glorious silver trophy proudly portrayed. It's Kevok Garden Plants, or possibly Kevok, and we're now speaking to...
Graham Gunn.
And is it Kevok or is it Kevok?
It's Kevok Garden.
I thought it might be. Yeah, So talk to us about some of these fabulous things. And also, was this a case of, well, of course we're going to win the trophy with a Pep Guardiola and Man City of garden plants and so on? Or was this a case of, that's a nice little bonus?
No, it's the first time we've ever got anything like this. So we're very, very humbled and privileged to receive such a trophy.
And share with us, what was it for?
It was for our display of alpine woodland and bog plants.
Brilliant. How did you get involved with the whole project yourself? Was it something which you thought, no, I can't be doing with cacti or succulents or any of the other range or ferns, they can just go away, but when it comes to the alb, that's for me?
Yeah, it was a little bit of that, but the other thing is we're also in Scotland, so being in Edinburgh and being an exposed site, alpines are one of the ones that do best on a site like that.
So have you come down from Edinburgh for this little event?
Yes, we have. We came down on Monday morning and we'll be going back Sunday evening. So it's almost a full week we're down here.
I say this little event, actually, the North of England Horticultural Society show, the Chelsea of the North, doing some fantastic stuff here. If people are looking to start from scratch, what would you advise them to do? I mean, would you say, I mean, because clearly somebody like myself, who kind of, if I can just keep my spider plant going, it's almost like a giant success. Are they high maintenance plants that we've got here? Or is it a case of, well, no, they're hardy by nature?
Yeah, definitely hardy by nature. And the key thing, as we always tell them, is right plant, right place. So especially with the alpines, the one thing you can never, ever go wrong with is grit. And as long as you put them in 50% grit in full sun, that will help 90% of the plants we grow.
And there's clearly a range of colours and species that we actually got here in terms of the flora that we see. Do you have any personal favourites?
Well, for me, it's the Mechanopsis, just from a sort of privileged point of view that... being in Scotland, you don't get many benefits, and to be able to grow the Mechanopsis well is one of them up there in the cool, damp climate. It's the South struggle with, so we're very lucky with those ones.
I'm sure that the Scottish National Party, etc., would say there are many more benefits than just sort of plants living in Scotland, but I won't go political this particular start of the day.
I think that's a good idea.
You needed to be up there, obviously, to civilise the folk. No, only kidding. Talk to us about your glamorous assistant who's here as well, who's sort of way on the other side here. We might get a few words with her. Names, please.
That's Nairi Burston. She's here helping out over the course of the show as well.
Okay, Nairi, can you just come over here for a second? Nairi, how have you found the whole experience? Good?
Yes, really exciting. So nice to have won the trophy.
So, and in terms of that, as I was saying, obviously the notion it was unexpected, but you'll be taking that back north of the border, proudly displaying it, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Sit nicely on the dinner table at home.
Exactly. How can people get in touch with Kevok Garden Plants online?
Yeah, online. So our website is www.kevokgarden.co.uk. We have a nice new website as well, so hopefully it should be a little bit more easier to navigate.
So from Kevok Gardens, or Kevok Gardens, we actually move on to Plants Callas now for flowers this summer. We're looking at a whole range of seedlings, and we're speaking to...
It's Matthew from Brighter Blooms.
Matthew, talk to us about Brighter Blooms. Presumably the name basically does what it provides.
It pretty much does, yeah. So at this show we're displaying tulips because they're bright and colourful, and yeah, the name sort of relates to that. And then we do move on to... growing and displaying other things at other shows, which are all flower related really.
Clearly the competitiveness of flower shows is becoming more and more intense, it would seem, as we cover these events over the years and so on. So people obviously looking to get that head start. So for instance, if people are actually looking for, I don't know, I'm looking at the things we've got in front of us now, the Zante Deschia Picasso, for instance, is there a particular sort of area where you think, okay, these are the best things for you and this should be planted and so on?
The Zante Deschia can be grown right through the UK, but they do need frost protection in the winter, so we're looking at growing it more as a containerised patio plant, really, especially in the north. Further south, you can get away with it outside, if it's sheltered sort of spots, really. But as a containerized plant, we can get that head start in the greenhouse and get it going, and then when all the frosts have gone, it can go outside, really.
And the old song, obviously, was Tulips from Amsterdam, yeah. But was there a particular reason in terms of why you kind of felt drawn to tulips as opposed to other species of flora?
My background's always sort of been in the bulb industry, so bulbs with the tulips and the Xanthidesca are all sort of lumped in there. Tulips, I think, because there's such a vast range of colour for the spring and so many different shapes and sizes, they're just a really interesting thing to grow, really. And it's just that massive range that I think has drawn me in, really.
If you had any advice that you're providing for youngsters who might be listening to this, or folk in their mid-teenage years, or thinking about maybe career in horticulture and so on, I'm conscious that the theme of this particular show is very much education and getting the next generation forward. What would you say?
Be prepared to work hard, I guess, especially in horticulture, but it's well worthwhile. I mean, I've started my nursery and the business from scratch. I've inherited it, and working hard is what's really got me sort of to where I am, I guess, more than anything. Plus an education in horticulture, you know, I've studied with a degree in horticulture, but it's working hard more than anything that's got me where I am.
And the web address in which people can get in touch with your good self if they can't catch up with you at the North of England Horticultural Society's Spring Flower Show?
It's www.brighterblooms.co.uk.
Have you travelled up from a particular long distance to get Brighter Blooms up to Yorkshire today?
We're not too bad, actually. We're just across the border in Lancashire, so we're Preston.
So are you a Preston follower at all? Are you looking for, you know, possible promotion next season? Or is it a case of, no, just step aside from that?
I actually don't follow football at all, really. So I live very near PNE, but I don't follow whatsoever, I'm afraid.
Probably makes sense, actually. A genuine pleasure and delight, and good luck with the rest of the show. Will you be present at some of the other flower shows that are coming up up and down the country?
Yeah, we exhibit at around about 15 or 16 flower shows. So we've got all the RHS shows, including Chelsea, will be at.
Well, the great thing, as I've constantly said, we just one of the many great things about the Harrogate Flower Show is every so often you get some new, wonderful, golden nuggets of exhibitors coming through in this particular area, particularly ones that are actually awarded 4 gold stars, awarded to the Krabu Tree Company. And we're about to speak to
Glenn Tompkins
from indeed the Krabu Tree. So share with us, Glenn, what's the Krabu Tree?
Well, we sell brushes, all sorts of handmade brushes. The key thing here is that everything is natural. So it's horse hair or animal hair or plant fibre. That's the key thing with all the products here.
And is the Krabu tree indigenous, native to Africa? Are we dealing with import here? What's the connection?
Well, the connection with the Krabu tree is simply that my wife was born in the Caribbean, and that's where the Krabu tree comes from.
Well, there we are. Your wife, who have actually volunteered you for the interview because she's sorting out essential parts of other sort of company business, and quite rightly so. Excellent. You've got feather dusters. We've got comb and hairbrush cleaners. We've got laptop. What inspires you to produce this vast range? Because there might be people say, well, it's just a broom, but I mean, there's like a smorgasbord of delights here.
Yes. Well, we started with a few brushes, and it's grown, obviously, since then. But if you think back to years ago, you can imagine that everybody had a cupboard full of brushes. And it was easy to go and buy brushes. You could go down to your local hardware store and there'd be a large selection. But that doesn't seem
local
to be...
Local hardware store? What's that these days?
Yes, I know what you mean, yes. But, it's very hard for people to find these brushes these days. So, oddly enough, it's a bit of a niche. Mm. And so that's what we've hopefully filled.
And have you travelled far to get to your first North of England Horticultural Society Harrogate Spring Flower Show?
Yes, we have. We're from Pembrokeshire.
So Wales.
That's right, yes.
Which is across the country in many ways, shape or form. How old is the company?
We're about 6 or 7 years old now.
So beginning to thrive and developing that. And do you have a web presence?
We do, yes. It's the Krabu Tree, which is, it's an odd spelling, Thekrabu tree.co.uk.
Absolutely perfect. Well, again, another 4-star gold award for interviewing skills, etc. Were you secretly pleased, or did you expect the award? Was it a case of you thought, oh, well, that's nice?
No, it was a complete surprise. We were delighted to get it. Yeah, very nice, especially on our first time here. That was lovely.
Richly deserved, clearly. That's the important thing. So I take it you'll be returning possibly for the autumn flower show?
We are. We're just filling out the forms as we speak.
And a name check for your wife, who is indeed filling out the form as we speak.
Yes, Nadine.
Hi, Nadine.
Hello. Hi.
We'll hopefully speak with Nadine in more detail, possibly for the Autumn Flower Show.
Indeed. Thank you very much. That's
one of the other areas which often people are surprised at the North of England Horticulture Society's Spring and Autumn Flower Shows is the vast range of wonderful quality food and gift fairs and things that are actually around. And I'm looking at artisan family-produced olive oils and balsamics with the gift of oil, and we're about to speak to
Janet Bianchi.
Janet, would you share with us about some of these amazingly infused premium estate olive oil, all-natural stuff, which is clearly healthy as well as tasty?
Well, as you said, we sell single estate olive oils, mainly from Sicily, which has a beautiful green grassy flavour. And we persuade the Italians, the Sicilians, to infuse it with the products that they grow on their estate. So they'll grow fresh lemons, mandarins, oranges, they grow fresh mint, basil, garlic, limes even, and chilli. So they actually crush up the lemons in the press with the olives, so we have the most beautiful lemon oil. The same would happen with the oranges and the mandarins and the limes. The basil is cut fresh, washed, dried, and then put into the Sicilian green grassy olive oil, and you have, it's just like drinking basil.
We are regularly being informed by our nutritional experts that actually the key to long life and success is a Mediterranean diet. What you've just described pretty much kind of echoes that. So not only are you actually selling wonderful tasty stuff, it's also very healthy as well here.
It certainly is healthy. It is better to have, you need some fat in your diet, and it is better to have olive oil than no fat. It will actually reduce your cholesterol levels. Any doctor would advise you to have olive oil in your diet. It is actually best when it's not really heated up. You would just dress your meal. And all our olive oils are for dressing.
Now, I'm intrigued. The surname Bianchi, do I detect some Italian connection with your good self, Janet? And just to mind this sort of little bit of observation here.
There is an Italian connection. It's quite a loose Italian connection. It's my husband's...
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, it's my husband's family. Originally from Lake Como. But to be honest, that's quite fortuitous for us.
It wasn't part of the actual sort of company design. That's, I mean, you can't work for the company unless you actually have an Italian connection.
That's right. Absolutely. We've actually combed the world, really, to try and find the best olive oil, and we've got a lovely family, the Di Lorenzos, who have a lot of land in Sicily, and they have the most beautiful estate, and we're so lucky that they grow all these fresh ingredients that we can infuse straight into the oil, so it's there on site.
Well, clearly from a Yorkshire perspective, you should be inviting these wonderful folk to actually take over Leeds United, but that's another sort of Italian connection, which I won't go into at this stage.
That's true.
In terms of getting in touch with your good self online and on web, how can they actually do so?
Okay, it's thegiftofoil.co.uk. Or you can always telephone our office, which is in Bolton, believe it or not. We actually bottle these products in Bolton. And that's 0161 725 5266.
A genuine pleasure. And I notice actually your next door neighbour is a wonderful gentleman who often thinks we're stalking him because we tend to do him on our own range of shows, etc. But we'll find how I wonder if people can actually guess who we're referring to. It's Artisan Chutney. But anyway, a genuine pleasure and delight. Take care, and hopefully we'll see you. Great Yorkshire Show.
It will certainly be there, so that's the gift of oil.
Whether it's the Saltburn International Food Festival, whether it's the Lincolnshire Show, whether it's the Great Yorkshire Show, any of these wonderful things are blessed, I say again, blessed, with the presence of artisan chutneys, preserves and Wensleydale cheese. And we're blessed today because we're speaking once again to the awesome
Rob Clayton.
Rob, great news, of course, you're inside, so no worries about the weather for this one.
No, it's a funny time of year, and we've all had a tough start to the year, as you can probably imagine with the show season, so it's a bit of a relief to be inside, and it's not so warm, but at least we're out of the inclement weather, and it's been a tough first couple of days, but hopefully the weekend will pick up a little bit.
As I was saying to Camilla Harrison and Nick earlier, 7 days ago, I was interviewing Daleks in Scarborough, and the weather was basically hotter than Ibiza. Here we are, you know, in Harrogate a week later, and it's Well, shall we say it's more in keeping with the autumn flower show, shall we say?
Very much in keeping with the autumn flower show. It depends. Sometimes you fall lucky, sometimes you don't. And to be fair, they always get a good turnout. They market the show particularly well. They have a lot of regular visitors, as we do. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to a strong weekend. It looks like it's reasonably set fair compared to yesterday anyway. So,
well, any show, as I said at the start, Rob, which actually has Blueberry Hill Preserves, is obviously sort of on the up. So good stuff there. If you're setting up a show, consider Blueberry Hill Preserves. Well worth sort of booking them. Talk to us a bit about it. All jars and cheeses, $3.95 each. Excluding, you know, a whole stack of things here. And again, the stand gets better and better. I'm surprised we haven't got a gold award for this stand, Rob.
Well, we have won a number of awards in the past at various trade shows, and we're very proud of what we do. And also great taste awards for some of our products as well. So we're going in the right direction. And we've got a few new lines. Oh, the oven's going off next door. Thanks, Dan. We've got a few new lines this year that we've developed over the winter as well. We've got a new sauce range, which is some Cumberland sauce, a barbecue sauce, and a Bloody Mary ketchup, which is interesting. And then we've got a couple of new dessert products as well. We've got a banoffee dip and a chocolate dip. So people seem to be enjoying those so far. So always something a little bit new and a little bit different for people to come and try.
And as we say, the season's officially kicked off now. We're off from this particular perspective. So where can we come and stalk you next then, Rob?
Wow. Well, I think we're over at Brighouse Summer Fair on Sunday. We're down at Bakewell this weekend for the food festival, Saturday and Sunday. Next weekend, we're over at Lotherton Hall at Aberford for their big food festival for the bank holiday weekend. And then
will the Lincolnshire show be blessed with you this year?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
Sure. It's a midweek show, which is always quite tricky for us.
Saltburn Food, International Food and Gift Fair in July.
Saltburn will be there in July, absolutely. And next weekend we're over at Big Paul's over at Skipton at the Waterways Festival for a couple of days as well. So, yeah.
So, on the road, check out Blueberry Hill Preserves. And if you're not on the road, is there a website?
There's a website, www.blueberryhillpreserves.co.uk, with a web shop, and you can buy all our products and find out a bit more about us online as well.